few hours. It's ahead of an expected major ground operation in response to Hamas attacks last weekend. Melanie Ward from the charity Medical Aid for Palestinians says there isn't enough time.
How are you supposed to move babies in incubators and ICU patients? And the hospitals are already overflowing. I've just been hearing from one of my staff on the ground who has been in Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City that the conditions in the hospital are horrific.
Over 3,500 people have been killed on both sides of the conflict in the last week. Meanwhile, a pro-Palestine march is just getting underway in London. The Met's warning demonstrators if they deviate from the planned route, they face arrest. In other news, Australia's voted not to include a voice for Indigenous people in its constitution. A referendum also proposed the creation of a panel to advise the government on issues affecting the disadvantaged ethnic minority. Sky's correspondent Nicole Johnston reports from Sydney.
Obviously, this is a blow for Australia's international reputation, and many people are saying that it will set Indigenous rights in this country and the relationship between the Indigenous and non-Indigenous population back many years.
Luton Airport says over 16,000 queries have been made since a fire at one of its car parks earlier this week. Planes were grounded for 18 hours and 1,500 vehicles were trapped in the multi-storey car park. The government has launched a six-week consultation on whether wet wipes that contain plastic should be banned. The items are thought to be the main cause of so-called fatbergs that can block sewers. That's the latest. I'm Elizabeth Secker.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. How are we? Hope you're doing well. Saturday afternoon on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to the Weekend Wind Up. Good to have your company. Go on, Madge.
Cause it goes very fast, you know, they never last. some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So good afternoon, as I said, welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. How are you? I hope you're well. Saturday afternoon, good to be with you. It's got some great music for you today, as usual, so I hope you're looking forward to it. And all your regular shout-outs, you can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or find me on social media as well. The Weekend Wind-Up on basically every channel going. So do get in touch. It'd be great to hear from you. Got any shout-outs or requests, birthdays, celebrations, anniversaries, or you just want to tell me what you've been up to, please do. Would love to hear from you. As I said, got some great music for you today. All the usual stuff. Got Danny's Choice. Got Take Five. Got a brilliant cover from Another today. Yeah, so kick back with you now till 3 o'clock this afternoon on, quite frankly, the best local station around. I've got new music as well, one of which is this next track coming up. Now, this band have surprised everyone by recording this album in secret. Nobody was expecting it, and it's just crept up. That's the way to do it, boys, after all these years. So I'm talking about the one and only Duran Duran. They're releasing a new album called Dance Macabre, just in time for Halloween. And this is the first single, the lead single from the album. And it's rather good. If you haven't heard it, listen up. I think you're going to like this. This is called Black Moonlight.
We are on procession with the crucial, with the wild, taken in possession by the music and beguiled. Hold tight.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villa Riquet's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Now I know I can handle this. I'll close my mouth and clench my fist. I've lived this day in a thousand ways, but there's a flaw to add to my list. Go on, squeeze a little more, 'cause if you scream, I'll just ignore you. I've rehearsed this scene in a million dreams. You're getting closer to my core, and I'm so damn frustrated, losing breath and now I'm shaking. Gotta keep myself from breaking down. Someone get me out.
Don't let go while I'm open and you can read me.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It is indeed, and welcome to the show, as I said earlier. Now, before we move on and play some more great music and have some chat, I just want to remind you about our friends at Brentwood Food Bank. Now, they're looking for some support from everyone, really, and I think they do such an amazing job. So Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks, and they're supported by the Trussell Trust, and they're working to combat poverty and hunger in the UK. And last week, they're based in Doddingness Road, and they basically fed 199 local people who weren't able to make their budget stretch them. Just even the basic food requirements, that's 199 people in 2 days. That's how bad things are. So they urgently need some donations. So next time you're out and about shopping, if you can afford to do so, and we know at the moment things are tough for a lot of people with the financial situations, but if you can, sort of if it's a buy one, get one free, or even if it's kind of a supermarket own brand thing, they're looking for lots of tinned goods, as you would expect, to have. Ham, corned beef, tuna, those sort of things, chili, tinned potatoes, casseroles, all of those, pasta in particular, things like spaghetti, ravioli, meatballs. And then also really important things like bread and also toiletries as well. Really key things like deodorants, shower gels, all basically everything really. So if you can support and you can reach out and see, even if it's just buying one tin of something, and you can take it to the guys at the Brentwood Food Bank. As I said, they are based at Doddinghurst Road Church. And if you want to give them a call and find out some more information, you can. It's 01277 224 528. That's 01277 224 528, or you can find them on Brentwood on Facebook, and I've got a website as well, which is brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. so basically they're everywhere, and they would really, really love to hear from you. They're doing such a great job, and they really are, and I think it's just it would be brilliant to support them and kind of just, you know, help them out, because things are really tough for a lot of people. And if you can make it, do something and make a donation, they'd really, really appreciate it.
Be a ruler. Phoenix FM travel news.
Okay, first travel update of the day from me today. Roads not looking too bad, actually. No major problems from what I can see in any of the main roads or motorways. Pretty clear. Lakeside Thurrock's quite busy at the moment, but it looks like that's just weekend shopping. On the A128, as you head up towards Wilson's Corner, usual weekend traffic, but it's not helped. There is a broken down vehicle at the moment around the Robin Hood pub, just past that, which is causing some issues. Traffic's just a lot more slower. There's also an event on today at the Brentwood Centre, which is causing some delays as you come into the centre. There's a build-up of traffic, so be mindful of that if you are going to come into the area. But aside from that, all roads are looking pretty good at the moment. Now, London Underground, there is a park closure on the Circle District, Hammersmith and City, and Waterloo and City, along with a reduced service on the DLR. Apart from that, all other services running okay. And services at the moment are looking okay into London Liverpool Street with Greater Anglia and also into London Fenchurch Street with C2C. But do check with those providers if you are thinking of using their services today. This is a big shout out to Derek, who requested this today. Hello, sir. What a good choice. Hope you're well.
You want movies? Please tour in my circle of trust. We got movie reviews on Phoenix FM. That's right.
So, Saturday afternoon, the Phoenix film and DVD review with Mr. Mark Searby. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Spencer. You well?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. Looking forward to chatting today. So, what delights do we have?
Well, listen, I'm going to keep saying this to you, is that we are now veering into award season.
Award season,
award
yes.
season, indeed. I know people are going to say, well, it's quite early. It's really not. And this is going to run all the way through till February. So we're going to have a lot of movies that hopefully they think they will be winning some awards.
Before we start, anything from you that you think, take a bit of a punt, what do you think is going to do well? Anything?
That's a good question. I think, there's a lot of love from people who have seen this movie. It's a movie called Poor Things. And I think that could do well. I would not be surprised to see Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon do pretty well. I would imagine that something like... there's an Anthony Hopkins movie coming later in next year, actually, called One Life. That might do something. Priscilla, which is obviously based on the memoir of Priscilla Presley as well. So, you know, there's a few that are a standout at the moment. I have to say I have not seen all of them. I've seen quite a few, but not all of them. But they're going to come between now and February. But those are the ones that are standing out for me at the moment. But look, we know what it's like. There are these dark horses out there that pop up out of nowhere and you go, oh,
absolutely.
Okay, wasn't expecting that. But then I guess that's the beauty of film, isn't it? Is that we go, oh, great, I'm going to have to go and seek that out now because I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Apologies, I've derailed you there, but I thought I'd ask you at the very top. Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's a good question, to be fair. And the thing is, I think the first movie we're going to review today possibly thinks that it is hopefully going to be in one of those groups of getting some awards nominations. It's a movie called Daliland, Daliland. I'd spell it all one word, no, not two separate words. It's set in 1973 when a young gallery assistant goes on a wild adventure behind the scenes as he helps the aging genius Salvador Dali prepare for a big show in New York. So the first thing to say about this one is it's not a biopic of Salvador Dali. I think that's important to say, because even though it says Daliland, it's not. Because the way it looks is that it could be a biopic about the artist, but instead this is a film about people who orbit around Dali and how it affects them professionally and personally, which sounds intriguing. You know, you're kind of like, what happens when you are touched by genius? I mean, some people would say Salvador Dali is not a genius, but I'm just making the point there. How does that impact on your life and going forward as well? The thing is with this film, Daliland, it seems to miss all of that. Of, you know, what happens to people who are working with Dali or have been touched by him. And it becomes, I just thought it became a bit of a lost cause early on. You've got this guy, this young gallery assistant, it's called James, and he's pulled into the Dali group, or Dali Land, as the title suggests. And it is immediately captivating to see him be so close to his hero. You know, this is a guy who loves Dali and he's getting to work with him. So, you know, we've all had that where we think, oh, I'd love to work with that person. I think it would be amazing. And you see that here. But then over time, James starts to realize that Dali is being taken for a ride by his lover, Gala. And there are also some rather duplicitous things happening with his paintings as well, but Dali's not aware of that. But before all of that, James is, he's just loving life in the inner circle, which this inner circle seems to revolve around drink, drugs and sex. That's it.
Not saying a word.
Well, I mean, you know, look, I'm saying it's a bad thing. Some people would go the opposite way, of course.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the film doesn't make that interesting or exciting. Like, you know, you didn't say a word there, but I can guarantee we'll talk off air and I'm going to know what you're going to say. it just somehow makes a Salvador Dali party seem a bit drab. Like, how's that possible as
yeah,
well?
How does that work? Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, that's the thing. Like, how does that work? You know, it's genuinely watching it, and it's the type of party I would leave after an hour because it's full of pretentious people talking pretentious twaddle. You know, there's no energy to the room. There's no, I don't want to say Dali-esque or whatever it is to it, but, you know, it's just not there. There's just no energy to the parties depicted, apart from about three quarters of the way in when Dali has a huge argument with his lover Gala in front of everybody. But that's it. That's the only thing. So then you have the thought of, well, this film is centering around a nondescript character, James, who's not that interesting, and putting him in situations that are not that interesting as well, even though he's discovered that there's some, you know, some duplicitous things happening with the paintings. It ultimately just comes across as like a young person being chewed up and spit out by a machine. That's it. You know, this is a story that's as old as time, and it's told pretty boringly here. I just did not find James an interesting character. Nowhere near as much interesting to hang an entire movie around as well. I mean, I don't understand why you would want to see that story when Dali's story is unfolding off screen and is being talked about all the time, but we hardly ever see it. And that's kind of what boggles my mind a little bit. As I said, you know, I know this is not a Dali biopic, but I'm just like, there's so much more you could be doing with certain bits that are spoken about in this movie.
Yeah, what a waste, really.
Yeah, that's the thing. It is, you know, if you're making a film about Dali, even though this one only kind of features him, then surely you put some surrealism into the film as well.
Of course, yeah.
That's the point of him, really. But this happens once, maybe twice. I'm sort of on the borderline as to whether the second one counted. And even then, it's really uneventful. I mean, so much so that it could have just been seen as another bit of the film rather than some surrealism in it. You know, it's really stretching the idea that there's some surrealism in this movie, because I don't think there is. I must mention as well the fact that Salvador Dali is played by Sir Ben Kingsley. It's quite an uneventful performance. He's more mad professor than crazed genius. And I guess that's what some people saw Dali as, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, but when you're making a film about somebody like Dali, I think you have to go big or don't bother. That's the thing. And it seems like the filmmakers have opted for somewhere just in between that. And as such, you get a middle ground performance of a non-middle ground artist. And that, to me, just does not sit right at all. I just think, you know,
it's frustrating. Yeah,
you're right there, Spencer. Actually, it's frustrating because you're thinking there's so much can be done here. Not just with Dali, but as I said, the people who are around him as well. There's other characters that drop in and drop out. And I'm thinking, that's an interesting person. What's the relationship there? Tell me more. And it doesn't happen. The unfortunate thing is, this is an easily forgotten film.
What a shame. What a shame. Never mind. Now, fingers crossed, the next one, are we any better?
Well, if anybody says, show me an example of a film made about millennials, I'm going to point them to this movie we're going to talk about now. So this is a movie called Shortcomings. It's on digital platforms right now. And it follows a trio of young American urbanites, Ban, Miko, and Alice. They navigate a range of interpersonal relationships while traversing the country in search of the ideal relationship connection, basically. So, as I said, film about millennials, I'm going to point people towards it because it looks and feels and deals with millennials who are trying to find their way in life. I'm all for the type of what does it all mean type movie, whether it's in science fiction, whether it's in romance, whatever it is, you know, when it's done right, I think fantastic. It's really making us question who we are, what are we doing here, and all of that that comes with it as well. Great. This one is a bit of a strange hodgepodge of ideas and themes. I love the fact that we have a mainstream film talking about American Asian people because we don't see that enough. And it means that we get diversity in filmmaking, and it's coming on quite a bit, and we need to see more of it, as always, so we've got to push for it. So I like the fact that we're seeing stories about people who we don't normally see. But I can't shake the feeling that this film doesn't do enough in that area when it comes to talking about ethnicity and heritage and everything that comes with it. Instead, I just kind of felt it came across as an old life, you know, like life is a mysterious relationship in itself and we've all got to figure it out. And, you know, look, I understand that some will push back on making the film all about their heritage and their culture. I mean, the start of the film, now this is quite funny actually, the start of the film sees Ben watching Crazy Rich Asians, the film, which I love. I think that's an amazing movie.
Very good film.
It is, yeah. But he's pushing back against all the notions with what that film brings, which I think is an interesting point in itself, because you have this American Asian person who's watching it going, that's nothing like it. It's nothing like that. But so I'm thinking, do more with that. Do more with that. Not to push back against it, but for them to explore heritage. You know, we reviewed a movie the other week called Joyland, where they went off and one of the characters tried to find her birth mother. That was exploring heritage there, and it was kind of interesting. This one, what it does is it strips away the heritage and culture of what you're wanting to see, and you're left with three people going through motions that we've seen time and again in movies. And that just disappointed me a little bit. I just thought there's so much more there that could be told. The other thing as well is, as I said, one of the characters is called Ben. I just found him to be really whiny. You know, maybe that's the point of the character, but it is a bit of a slog to sit through his, oh, whoa.
It's draining, isn't it? It puts you off, yeah.
It is, yeah. It's just, everything is just miserable, you know. And you're thinking, listen, I know life is tough, but wait until you get to our age and you'll realise it's not that tough at all. It's just, every time he appears, it just feels miserable. But then you contrast that with Miko and Alice's storylines, and I thought theirs were much more interesting. One's trying to deal with finding a lesbian partner that arouses her on every level, which is actually really funny all the way through. There's some really good jokes in there. The other is trying to break free to go to New York and discover who she is away from her home city, which I thought, that's an intriguing idea. That's what I want to see more of, you know, to try and discover who they are. They've actually got to leave where they are as well. But both of those characters and both of those storylines get less screen time than Ben's. And that's another disappointment for me with this movie, where I'm thinking, you're making something interesting here, but you're going to spend more time with the whiny guy who, realistically, he's doing okay at life. That's the thing. And I would much rather see Miko and Alice's stories. That's the thing. I mean, I didn't hate the film. That's the thing, Spencer. I didn't hate it. And I actually found the female storylines really interesting. But it feels like a film that is very heavily weighted towards the male storyline and viewpoint. And I just came away feeling frustrated. Frustrated because I wish this film had a bit more zip with the storytelling. And instead, we get what I think is slightly below par movie about friendship that does not do enough about these characters' heritages. And that is really what this film is trying to do, but I think it forgets it. I just think it forgets it.
Yeah, it just sounds like it just loses its way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the problem, is that there is a point where it just sort of goes, okay, we're going to talk about these three people, but we're going to talk about them in America. And you go, okay, that's interesting, but we've seen this many times. Obviously, we've not seen it from American Asian perspective quite a lot, but it just feels like it's going back to standard American story about somebody. And I'm just thinking there's so much there. Like there's a huge, rich history for these three characters, and we just never get it. We never get it.
That's a shame. That's a shame. And I will. It's just one we'll consign to bring out maybe another time. If things are really bad to watch, we'll watch that then. So, just see what goes on. Anyway, thanks for this week. Really appreciate it. So we look forward to what delights have you got for us next week?
Well, we're going to be reviewing a movie, which I mentioned right at the start, which is Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert
Trailer
De Niro.
Looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to review that. We may need a time. We made a bit more time on it, Spencer, because the movie is 3 hours and 26 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that, and we will also talk about The Meg 2, Trench.
So, now, I'm going to I know somebody who worked on The Meg 2.
Okay.
So.
Okay, well, right. Well, let's.
So I was privy to.
Some discussions.
Some discussions about the quality of it before.
Right.
Before it came out. So, yeah, that would be interesting for me.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I love the first Meg movie. I thought that was really good fun. Tongue-in-cheek. Look, Jason Statham punches a shark. Hello? Come on. What more do you want? You know.
He stays in his lane. He knows what he's doing.
Exactly. So we're going to review the sequel, which is bizarrely directed by British horror director Ben Wheatley, who did Kill List and Sightseers. And I'm like, okay, where did this come from? But we're going to review that. Then if you subscribe to the podcast, we're also going to review Nandor Fodor and the Talking Mongoose.
Of course we are.
This is a do you know what, Spencer, as well? This is a true story. This is based on a true story.
Anyway, thank you for today. Really appreciate it.
A pleasure.
And you have a good week. I'll see you next week.
Will do.
Okay.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
I'm Stacey Solomon and you're listening to Phoenix FM.
Cheers, Stacey, you are indeed. Now, I want to give a big shout out to Lisa. Lisa is celebrating her 50th birthday this weekend. John has messaged in to say, wants to wish her a very happy birthday. He couldn't ask for a better friend. Looking forward to the celebrations tonight. Have a lovely birthday, my love. Hope you have a great weekend and get a spoilt rotten. Enjoy yourself. And it's no age, just go and live it and have a great weekend. Now, also to want to wish a very, very lovely weekend as well to a huge group of special people who are travelling up today to Liverpool for the, let me get this right, I think it might be called CYD, I can't remember, I should have listened really, CYD dance event in Liverpool. It's a huge, massive national event. And our friends from the Tiptoe Stage Corps are heading up there this weekend to perform. They're shooting up there. I want to give a special shout out to Julie, to Claire, to Elliot, to Mia, who are travelling in one car. I think Els and Dan and the gorgeous Stan in the another car. And then there's lots of other people like Rihanna, like Grace, like Frankie and loads of people. I don't even know who's going, but I know there's about 30 of them going. So have a great time, guys. The very best of luck. Enjoy yourselves and shine as usual. Knock everyone else dead off that stage. You'll have a great time. Still waiting for this lady to announce her dates. Come on, get your finger out, Kylie. We'll be there.
Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM News.